It is Rock and Recovery on the Summit. What's going on? I'm Paulie. So we got a Glen Bay event coming up on Friday night, May 26th in Parma. It is the Recovery Roadshow. It's a mixture of recovery music, recovery speak, and recovery artwork. What we do is we have two people in recovery. One person's got about 11 years. The other's coming up on a year. And they tell their story, they give their lead, they give their share, if you will, through live music and spoken word. So they actually speak a little bit, and then they share some music that they've written about that experience. It's really cool. And then in between, we feature recovery artwork, which is, some of it's really pretty, and then some of it is disturbing, but so is the nature of addiction. It has us do a lot of things we wouldn't normally do. So I had the opportunity to talk to Chuck, who's one of the guys that's going to be performing at the Roadshow this Friday in Parma. And I asked him probably a typical question you would ask a musician in recovery, and that, of course, is, did you ever sell your instruments for drugs?
Well, there is a saying that you're not actually a working musician until you pawn a guitar.
So you sold stuff on the reg for your addiction?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've sold stuff. In fact, I'm lucky to have anything. And I sold other people's instruments as well.
Wow, that's not nice.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, the thing about active addiction is it doesn't really have like a measurement of whether or not it's being nice or,
yeah,
you know.
No, totally.
Unfortunately,
selling other people's stuff, or as it's commonly referred to, stealing. Yep, that's addiction. Anyway, if you've got the time, head on up to Parma Friday night, 7:30 at the Parma Snow Auditorium at the Cuyahoga County Library and check it out. It's a really cool production. You've got Rock and Recovery on the Summit.